eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Let's talk prospects, including an unfortunate injury, next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Saturday, June 4th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. Five prospects on the verge of getting the call. Vinny Pasquantino with the Royals, Riley Green with the Tigers, Miguel Vargas with the Dodgers, O'Neill Cruz with the Pirates, and unfortunately, Grayson Rodriguez was on this list. He is arguably the top pitching prospect in baseball. He plays for the Orioles, but he is now dealing with a lat injury. So, Scott, what do we do with Grayson Rodriguez?
Well, I'm not sure yet that I'm ready to remove him from this list. Of course, the upside is considerable, such that you feel pretty confident Grayson Rodriguez is going to make an impact when he does get the call. But yeah, when will that be? We don't know the severity of the lat strain yet. It's the kind of injury that a team should be pretty careful with, because it's hard to feel confident that it's gone away completely. It's not one that, if he's handled properly, it's not one that should alter the trajectory of Grayson Rodriguez's career in a significant way. But we got to know the severity. If it's possible, it means that it's very unlikely we're going to see him at all this season. But it's also possible that, you know, after the All-Star break or something, it's still very much on the table. So let's wait and see. But it's disappointing, because Grayson Rodriguez was tracking toward a promotion in the very near future. Among the others on this list, Vinny Pasquantino, I think it's any day now for him. I'm kind of surprised it hasn't happened yet, given how bad Carlos Santana has been really the last three seasons, but especially this year. And Pasquantino, we talked about him last week. He's gotten even hotter since then, and was just named the player of the month for the International League, among the home run leaders in the minors, while making contact at a very high rate, close to a 1-to-1 strikeout to walk ratio. Just, it's really hard to find fault in him as a hitter, but obviously he can only play first base and DH. So that's part of the reason for the delay. Riley Green was on track to make the opening day roster for the Tigers before fracturing his foot late in spring training. Well, he's back now. He's started out as a rehab assignment. He's now just been straight optioned to AAA. So he's a minor leaguer now in the truest sense. But I think, as soon as he finds his footing at AAA, it'll be a quick promotion for him, given where he was in spring training. So it's time to stash him again after that long wait. Miguel Vargas, we talked about him last week too, and there has been a notable change since then. Max Muncy's gone on the IL with elbow inflammation, and he and Justin Turner were splitting starts at third base, which is Miguel Vargas's position. Sounds like it's supposed to be a short-term absence for Muncy, but this is inflammation in the elbow where he has a torn UCL. So, and obviously his production's been down all year. Hard to think that's not related to the injury. So if it turns into a long-term absence for Muncy, I think the Dodgers might bite the bullet and call up Miguel Vargas at that point.
All right. These are the five prospects on the periphery. They're just doing something of note recently, and it includes Mark Vientos, the third base prospect with the Mets, Hunter Brown, a starting pitcher with the Astros, Ezekiel Tovar, a shortstop with the Rockies, Michael Massey, a second baseman with the Royals, and Luis Angel Acuna, shortstop for the Rangers, who Scott tells me, is the brother of Ronald Acuña.
It's true. Yeah, it's true. And he's looked a little bit like Ronald Acuña this year. Very limited playing time because he missed the start of the season with a strained hamstring. But the power has been better than in previous years in the minors. He's only 20 years old. So obviously the book is very much still being written for Luis Angel Acuña. But he's been stealing a lot of bases. He's been getting on base. He's looked great in that small sample with the move up to high class A this year. So, you know, obviously we need to see more. He's not as big as Acuña. Not that Acuña's that big, but this Acuña is even smaller. And he's a shortstop, but he's a good defensive shortstop. So that's that. That should help him to move up the ladder as well. Some of the other ones here. Mark Vientos is a AAA now for the Mets, but he's a 22-year-old at AAA. So it's kind of understandable he got off to a slow start this year. That very much changed in May, though. His production's starting to look more like it did last year, when he hit 25 home runs in 83 games. So that's sort of like a 50-homer pace, right, over 160 games. Pretty close to it anyway. Feels very much like a Pete Alonso, but at third base. Not saying that's exactly how Vientos' career is going to play out, but he has that kind of power potential. And Ezequiel Tovar of the Rockies, who you mentioned, he is feeling a lot like this year's Anthony Volpe in terms of being a non-top 100 prospect who is positioning himself to be a top 10 prospect by season's end. He's actually at the same level as Volpe, AA, and he's performing much better than Volpe with double-digit home runs and stolen bases already. And of course, being in line to play at Coors Field, that can't be a bad thing for dynasty purposes either. And then Michael Massey, kind of an overlooked prospect in the Royals system. He's a 24-year-old at AA, which is kind of old. Professional career was delayed by a back injury early on, but he has good power and a good batting eye and even runs a little bit. And I think we could see him in the majors before season's end.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Monday morning. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.